What
the live art concert was like a rock show. It featured students performing with some of the area's best-known professional actors and musicians.
Live art is a new and unique program that allows students of all abilities, meaning students that are typically developed and students that have special needs, autism, Asperger's, Williams syndrome, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury, cerebral palsy, deaf and hard of hearing, you name it, to work in concert together towards a life-affirming performance opportunity.
Erin Thomas Foley is Spark's Director of Educational Programs. She said the show didn't just happen.
There are weeks and weeks of classes, and these arts education classes are unique in that they are combined art forms. So you have, for example, a singing and American Sign Language choir. So students are learning about vocal training, and they're also learning the language of American Sign Language. You have classes where students paint with their feet while learning choreography. So you have visual art component and dance component all at the same time.
The goal, she explained, was to
allow these students to come together and all start from the same place. Many students that are typically developed in Spark programs may have danced before, but have not danced with paint on their feet. So it puts everybody on a level playing ground.
The performance brought it all together. Ryan Ripperton, executive director of Spark, said the students weren't the only ones learning.
What we saw in the classroom week to week was students who were excited to be together, no matter what their background was, no matter what their disability was, no matter how they looked or how they acted. They created friendships that crossed those boundaries just totally naturally without us.
More than a dozen professionals were part of the show, including Jason Mraz, a Spark alumnus, Susan Greenbaum, Steve Bassett, and Robin Thompson, who had such a good time, he's written a song for the next live art show.
The amazing thing to me was just how the kids interacted with each other and how excited all of them were about doing it and seeing that whole thing come together.
From the inception of live art, meetings with parents to explain the idea through the performance, cameras were rolling and a documentary was being born.
We have hundreds upon hundreds of hours of footage, and it's a blessing and a curse to have that much footage, but we are excited to mold that into hopefully a 90-minute, 120-minute documentary that will not only inspire people of the Richmond community, but possibly other communities outside of Virginia.
Filmmaker Martin Montgomery joined forces with another videographer, Bill Gaff, on the project.
I was a little nervous at first. I'd never really spent a lot of time with people with special needs or educators of people with special needs. There was so much stuff happening, just so many story elements happening throughout the whole thing. And we were there for some, when the kids met the teachers for the first time or small meetings where like a parent was unsure about something. And we fell in love with the parents. I mean, these parents were amazing people.
It didn't take long, he said, for the kids and everyone else to forget about the cameras.
That's one of the things we were worried about coming in. We wanted people to be natural. We didn't want kids to be afraid of us, but we also didn't want the parents to sort of be afraid of us. Why were we here? We're going to exploit their kids. We wanted to make sure everybody was really comfortable with the process, and they were.
The hope is to release the live art documentary in early spring. John Ogle, WCVE News.